Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a man remains in a serious condition in hospital following a collision at Rossgear Lifford on Friday last. Cancer Care West are planning to expand in Letterkenny due to the large volume of people accessing their services. It's emerged that the North West Busway service from Inishowen to Letterkenny is to cease operating on October the 11th. And Derry City and Strabane District Council says work is continuing to ensure homes affected by the weekend flooding in Sion Mills and surrounding areas are restored to normality. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15. But first in news, Boris Johnson is facing calls to resign as he prepares to meet Taoiseach Leo Varadkar this evening. The two leaders will meet at the UN General Assembly hours after the British Supreme Court ruled Mr. Johnson's suspending of Parliament was not lawful. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Sometimes politicians wish they could be half the world away from a particular crisis, but Boris Johnson's now under pressure to return home from the UN summit in New York as Parliament resumes again tomorrow. The Supreme Court ruled he had no basis to suspend Parliament in the first place, something the Prime Minister disagrees with.
I don't think this was the right decision. I think that the prerogative of prorogation has been used for centuries without this kind of challenge.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar wouldn't entertain calls for Mr. Johnson to resign ahead of their planned meeting.
No, absolutely not. You know, whoever is the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom is somebody we're going to work with.
Varadkar also saying the tone of his meeting won't change because of events in the UK.
No, the tone's going to be the same. You know, I'm not going to get involved in internal issues in British politics. I don't think there'll be anything to be gained for Ireland.
The Taoiseach has been stressing in meetings that workable solutions to replacing the backstop need to be on the table by the first week of October to get things moving. This evening, the DUP's Nigel Dodds has also conceded that the UK might now not leave the EU on October 31st. Lots to mull over whenever Boris Johnson decides to return across the Atlantic. Sean Defoe at the UN summit in New York.
A man remains in a serious condition in hospital following a collision at Rossgear Lifford on Friday last. The single vehicle crash involving a silver Toyota happened at around 3:50 p.m. Sergeant Eunan Walsh is appealing to anyone who may have witnessed the crash to come forward.
Travelling from the St Johnson area towards Lifford when it collided with a pole at the Rossgear Lifford. Again, the driver taken to Letterkenny University Hospital and injuries are supposed to said to be serious. Gardaí Letterkenny, if you have any information in relation to that, 07491 67100, or again the confidential line 1800 666 111. Bad weather's approaching, you know, it's getting darker earlier and the mornings are getting darker, so we're asking people on the roads to drive a caution at all times.
Meanwhile, Gardaí have reissued an appeal for witnesses to a road traffic collision at Clare Donegal Town in which 69-year-old Kathleen Pryle was fatally injured. The single vehicle crash happened just after 8 o'clock on Sunday night. It's emerged that the North West Busway service from Inishowen to Letterkenny is to cease operating on October the 11th. Inishowen Councillor Martin Farn has been told by the service provider that it is no longer financially viable for them to operate the route and that they advised the National Transport Authority of their decision on August the 6th so that planning for a replacement service could begin. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, Councillor Farn said he is seeking urgent clarification from the NTA.
There's a person likely to come back to speak to me in relation to this matter. Now, I made it very clear to them how angry people were in relation to this matter, and they've known about this for some considerable period of time. A spokesperson will come back to me and speak to me and let me know regarding the situation. And I made it very, very clear that this service cannot be lost, because when I was speaking to the operator of North West Busways, I said, look, can you tell me, if the bus leaves at 10 past 8 in the morning and also at 20 past 10 to Letterkenny, it comes back in the evening then from 3:30, and then there's another bus at 5:30, and there's approximately between 135 and 140 passengers on that bus. From now up until December is very busy, and then it basically falls off a little bit then when the students are off on holidays again.
But presumably people use it for hospital appointments and stuff as well.
That's what I was going to say to you. As well as the students, we have quite a number of people that actually work in Letterkenny and use that bus on a daily basis, and also patients travelling to the hospital. So you can see how vital that service is to this whole community there. So we have to ensure that that service is there. Now, We're talking about the 11th of October. That's only 3 weeks away. What I need is clarity on this here from the NTA and basically for them to make a statement.
Cancercare West are planning to expand in Letterkenny due to the large number of people accessing their services. The Donegal Cancer Support Centre in Letterkenny helped over 500 patients last year, with more using initiating their residential accommodation in Galway. Cancercare West says the number of people utilising their services increased by 15% nationwide in 2018, with over 3,400 people using their support centres last year. Richard Flaherty is CEO of Cancercare West.
We are delighted with to be in a position to offer that service. Prior to setting it up, we consulted with the people who stayed with us in Inishevan. Here is our lodge on the grounds of University Hospital Galway, where a lot of Donegal patients come to stay while they're receiving treatment in Galway. And we identified that there was no follow-on service available in the Donegal region, similar to what we have in Galway, a support centre. So we set up that in 2017, our standalone cancer support centre, Letterkenny, and 2018 was the first full year in operation, and we supported over 500 cancer patients and their families throughout that year, and it really justified our decision to open the centre and offer the service.
Are you now getting to the point where the consultations are coming directly from GPs or the hospital itself, or coming from within Donegal?
Initially, we were providing support to a lot of Inishevan patients that had stayed with us, but as the service has grown and we've become more aware to the hospital and the GPs in the locality, we're getting a lot more referrals from that source. So it can be an appointment set up, or people can just drop in. They may be at the hospital, have got a diagnosis, they may be referred then to the support centre. They can walk in and talk to a nurse or psychologist. The word is spreading in terms of the service being offered, and it's important that everybody's aware of the service we offer. It's free. It's accessible to anybody, not just a cancer patient, but a family member affected by cancer. We work closely within the community of Donegal, and before we set up the service, we consulted with a lot of organisations within the area, getting their support and creating awareness around what we were going to do, our plans, and you know, thankfully, we've got great support within the community.
The Justice Minister says the abduction and torture of businessman Kevin Lunny is being urgently prioritised by Gardaí. Investigations are continuing into the assault on the Quinn Industrial Holdings director last week. Forensic evidence has been gathered from a site in County Cavan where it's believed the 50-year-old was beaten. In the Dáil, Justice Minister Charlie Flanagan was questioned by Cavan Monaghan TD Niamh Smith about Garda resources in the area following the attack.
Wish to assure the deputy that Garda resources, particularly in the border area, are kept under constant review by the Garda Commissioner. The Garda Commissioner and his team are currently most active on the ground in Deputy Smith's constituency, and wish to assure Deputy Smith and the House that every effort is being made to bring those responsible for the heinous crime to justice at the earliest opportunity.
Churchgoers in the Twin Towns are the latest to be targeted as two homes in Ballybofey and Stranorla were broken into at the weekend. It's not yet known if the crimes are connected as Gardaí continue their investigations. Catherine Gaffney has more.
Thieves targeted a home at Blackrock Drive in Ballybofey on Saturday evening last. The occupants of the house were attending mass at the time of the incident. Two rear windows of the home were forced open and the house was ransacked. A small sum of money was taken. Two males wearing gloves have been seen on nearby CCTV upon their approach to the house in question. Gardaí are urging anyone who may have seen these two males in the area and could provide a description of them, or if anyone has dash cam footage, to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny. Meanwhile, on the same evening, a home in Woodlawn in Stranorla was also broken into. The occupant of this house was also attending the evening mass and returned home to find that the rear door to his home had been kicked in. A large sum of money was taken and the house was ransacked. CCTV in both areas is being reviewed and investigations are ongoing.
Derry City and Strabane District Council says work is continuing to ensure homes affected by the weekend flooding in Sion Mills and surrounding areas are restored to normality. In the wake of Sunday night's flash floods, which damaged several properties in the area, the council says a number of support funds have been made available to residents in need of assistance. Help is also being offered with the removal of any furnishings or flooring affected and the cleaning of properties where flood water has entered. Donal Kavanagh reports.
Speaking after a visit to the area, Mayor Michaela Boyle said the multi-agency approach was swift and people were on the ground where needed to offer assistance. She also praised the community effort on the ground, describing it as tremendous, with neighbours working hard to lend support where they could in the worst affected areas. Councillor Boyle said the response continues, with a range of services being made available for anyone who's been affected. She's encouraging anyone whose home has been damaged to get in contact with Council or the Department for Communities to see what financial assistance is available. Staff from the Housing Executive, Department for Infrastructure, Red Cross and Council have been on the ground to offer advice and support to residents, she said, in the aftermath of the flooding. Council has activated the scheme for emergency financial aid and environmental health officers are available for anyone who requires a home assessment. Full details of the help available and the contact numbers for the relevant agencies can be found on our website, highlandradio.com.
Meanwhile, Deputy Mayor Cara Hunter is calling for improved precautionary initiatives to be announced as a matter of urgency. Councillor Hunter says there are ongoing problems within Sligo Mills and more needs to be done to safeguard homes and businesses from flooding. In the long term, Councillor Hunter says flood prevention measures must be implemented. However, in the short term, she says issues such as sandbag availability must be addressed immediately.
No one really anticipated that it would be to this level. There was upwards of 20 reports came to myself. People looking desperately for sandbags. So looking forward, I think we really need to have conversations with the relevant agencies about having more sandbags in the area and also have it publicised as to where these sandbags are, how to access them, because I believe that was the key issue. There's not enough sandbags and where do we get them? So we need to have a conversation about that and how to make it a more easy process.
That's the immediate issue. There's also, you believe, the long-term conversations to be had about flood prevention and what works need to be done to ensure that next time we see rain of the level we saw on Sunday night, we don't get that same level of flooding.
Most certainly. I mean, we've seen the Rivers Agency has taken the initiative with areas like Claddy Village, my village, as they have received 300,000 in flood prevention following the bad flood that happened a few years ago. It just had a really bad impact on Claddy. And now we've seen in Sion upwards of 30 homes. I know of one business currently suffering. So we need to have that conversation about the Sion Mills. How can we better prepare and protect our citizens should this happen again? I know there's a lot of blocked drains in the area. I mean, the mass amounts of water, there's tons. It was unprecedented. I just don't think that the drains could cope at all.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Get 15% off your next online order using the code FITNESS. Some exclusions apply.
It's 14 minutes past five and time to latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Starting with rugby, and Ireland are poised to make several changes for Saturday's World Cup meeting with Japan. Jonathan Sexton has trained despite nursing a thigh injury, but Joey Carberry looks set to be handed the number 10 jersey. Skills coach Richie Murphy says Keith Ayres and Rob Kearney may also return to the side.
Yeah, no, Joey's fine. Earlsey fully trained today. Rob Kearney fully trained. So those three guys from last week have made really good progress. And even by the end of last week, they were ready to play. But we didn't feel it was the right thing to put them in, with the fact that we had other players in the 31-man squad that we were happy with and we knew could do a job for us.
Elsewhere today, Samoa, they have won their opening game in Ireland's Pool A. A strong second half performance saw them secure a 34-9 bonus point win over Russia. Elsewhere, Scottish scrum half Ali Pricehill missed the rest of the tournament after hurting his foot in the match against Ireland on Sunday. Edinburgh's Henry Piergos is now flying out to Japan to join up with Gregor Townsend's squad. And World Cup Rugby say the standard of refereeing in the opening matches of the tournament was not up to scratch. Rugby's governing body says they've met with all 23 officials to address the issue. They say challenges in the use of technology and team communications have impacted decision making. Moving on to soccer, and Kevin Kelleher is poised to be handed his Liverpool debut in tomorrow evening's Carabao Cup tie away to the MK Dons. The Cork native has been understudy to Adrian during Alisson's absence between the posts. Liverpool assistant Per Lingard feels Kelleher has all the attributes to make the step up to a starting role.
Unbelievable speed reactions. He can... he's good on the line, what I mean with that. But what he has and what makes him really special, in my opinion, is his build-up play. He's calm on the ball, understands the game.
In that Carabao Cup, Troy Parrott could see action for Spurs in tonight's third round tie away to League Two side Colchester. Manchester City, they begin the defence of the League Cup tonight away to Preston. Arsenal welcome Nottingham Forest to the Emirates. Leicester, they face a tricky test at Luton. Everton, they go to Sheffield Wednesday. Southampton are away to Portsmouth. Watford, they host Swansea, while Stoke, they travel to take on Crawley Town. In other news, Manchester United vice chairman Ed Woodward insists that they remain committed to winning trophies. The club has posted record revenues for a third year in a row, but have struggled on the pitch of late. Woodward says they're focusing on rebuilding the team and strengthening the youth system under manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. And Liverpool, they've confirmed kit supplier New Balance have started legal proceedings against them. According to reports, the Merseysiders have agreed a club record deal worth £70 million per season to switch to Nike next year. New Balance are said to believe they have the right to match their rivals' bid. Moving on to Gaelic games, and there's a quarter-final replay in the Tyrone Senior Championship tonight. Eden Dark, they play Carrigmore. That one's in Healy Park, starts at 7.45. Elsewhere, Peter Quealy will not be the next Waterford senior hurling manager. A former selector under Davy Fitzgerald, Quealy was a strong favourite to succeed Pádraig Fanning as Daoiseach boss. However, the County Selection Committee has chosen another candidate who won't be announced until they're ratified by the board. In golf, the PGA Tour has cancelled the upcoming Clearwater Bay Open. That's due to safety concerns in Hong Kong. Executive Director Greg Carlson says there were threats of widespread protest by pro-democracy activists and that it feels the best decision. The WTA also recently postponed the Hong Kong Open. And finally, for this evening in tennis, Andy Murray has claimed his first ATP Tour singles tennis win since making his comeback from hip surgery. Britain's former world number one beat American Tennis Sandgren in three sets at the Zhuhe Championships in China. He'll face Australia's Alex de Minaur in the next round of that event. Well, that's all your sports this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, an Inishowen area councillor is calling for a review of the number of people seeking transfers from one local authority home to another in the area. Councillor Albert Doherty was commenting after the council's September housing report showed 46 people have been approved for transfers. Officials pointed out that these could be for a number of reasons, including changed family circumstances, and are prioritised on the basis of need rather than where people are on the list. However, Councillor Doherty says the number is a matter of concern and something he believes the council should be looking at closely.
I was advised, given that there was 40 plus seeking transfer for a variety of reasons, I wanted to highlight that some of them were from families where circumstances had changed, where there had been bereavement. Some were also because of anxiety, says, and being able to live close by to someone who could support them. And it is unfortunate just that we have to wait until something happens in A before B, i.e. the transfer number can be looked at. So I think it's something that we will keep on the agenda. It is a significant people looking for transfer for one reason or another, and I think we have to look at individuals very, very sincerely and with a thought of them being able to avail of support in wherever they want transfer to.
In fairness to the officials, the answer you were given was that whereas the housing list normally operates on the basis of next on the list gets the house, in the case of transfers, it's done on a case-by-case basis. So really what you're seeking for is already being done. The council is assessing each case based on its merits, based on need.
Yes, I accept that, but it's also that the quantity is increasing there, so we have to release or be prepared to release to accommodate some of the needs identified by the applicants. And to me, it's a fluid situation. We have got to keep looking at it, and I hope it's something we can address.
The Minister with responsibility for defence is denying members who are quitting the defence forces are voting with their feet. 3,000 personnel left their roles over the past 4 years, while 558 members have already requested to be discharged this year. Currently, the defence forces is operating with nearly 1,000 fewer staff than what is needed for a full-strength force, with its Chief of Staff warning the crisis may get worse before it gets better. But Minister Paul Keogh is confident retention figures will improve.
Well, no, I wouldn't say they're voting with their feet. What I want to be able to say is get back up to 9,500 personnel as soon as possible. We have our challenges, I acknowledge that, and that is why we had the Independent Pay Commission, that is why we have an implementation plan, and that is why we are implementing that with the department. We have a civil and military team working in that. We have timelines on that, and we want to implement that plan as soon as possible.
Gardaí have urged the public to be wary of the latest form of bank fraud called bank smishing, where criminals use text messaging to try and obtain personal banking details. With more, here's Daniel Brennan.
So-called bank smishing is a combination of the words SMS and phishing, and is a method of fraud where criminals attempt to gain personal banking information, like PIN numbers and passwords, by acting as the victim's bank. These messages often instruct their victims to send personal banking details that will allow them full access to bank accounts, either by calling a specific number or by clicking a link attached in the text. These types of messages also commonly threaten the target by telling them their account may be compromised if they do not send certain types of details, when that is not the case. Gardaí say that banks will never ask you to verify any of your account information via text or over the phone, and are asking anyone who believes they may have responded to one of these smishing texts or calls and sent their personal details to contact their bank immediately.
And finally, over 300 big beach cleanups took place across Ireland over the weekend, with at least 45 tonnes of marine litter removed. With the involvement of the National Spring Clean Programme, the Big Beach Cleanup 2019 was open to all residents of Ireland, including volunteering groups who are not based around the coast, who tackled marine litter at its source. In Donegal, 18 cleanup events were organised, where approximately 300 volunteers got involved, removing 1.7 tonnes of litter. Weather now, a mix of cloud and sunny spells today and some scattered showers. Highest temperatures of 17 to 19 degrees in light breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a man remains in a serious condition in hospital following a collision at Rossgear Lifford on Friday last. The single vehicle crash involving a silver Toyota happened at around 3:50 p.m. It's emerged that the Northwest Busway service from Inishowen to Letterkenny is to cease operating on October the 11th. Inishowen councillor Martin Farn has been told by the service provider that it is no longer financially viable for them to operate the route. Cancer Care West are planning to expand in Letterkenny due to the large number of people accessing their services. The Donegal Cancer Support Centre in Letterkenny helped over 500 patients last year, with more using Inishowen, the residential accommodation in Galway. And Derry City and Strabane District Council says work is continuing to ensure homes affected by weekend flooding in Sye Mills and surrounding areas are restored to normality. In the wake of Sunday night's flash floods, which damaged several properties in the area, the council says a number of support funds have been made available to residents in need of assistance. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 24th of September. The death has taken place of Charles McCanny, 35, Oakland Park, Strabane, and formerly of Drumquin. His remains will repose at his home from 12 noon tomorrow. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Alzheimer's Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. And the death has occurred of Bridget Boyle, Coshlucha, Dunloe and Lochinure. Bridget's remains are reposing at Bidlin's funeral home, with rosary at 6:30 and private removal afterwards to Breedy and Ger Green's home, where the house will be strictly private at the request of the deceased. Removal tomorrow evening to Star of the Sea Church, Annagree, for 7 o'clock, where she'll repose overnight. Funeral mass on Thursday morning at 11, followed by cremation in Cavan at a later date.